Now to the dental profession. Governor Evers signed into law this month legislation authorizing the use of what are called expanded function dental auxiliaries, or EFDAs, in our state. They'd have more training than dental assistants that we'll talk about, opening up the ability to do more procedures, taking some of the pressure off dentists. Clinicians, let's hear from you. 800-642-1234. Conversation on dental patient care. What's happening in your clinic? 800-642-1234. Dr. Patrick Teep is a dentist in Verona, former president of the Wisconsin Dental Association, now chairing its legislative committee. Dr. Teep, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. It's great to join you.
Well, good morning. Give us a better idea, a better sense of what EFDAs are, these expanded function dental auxiliaries, and their role in the dental clinic.
Well, you described it at the high level really well there at the beginning. So an EFDA, or an expanded function dental auxiliary, is essentially an experienced dental assistant that in many times is identified by their current employer, their current supervising dentist, as being, you know, above and beyond or exceptionally skilled at what they're doing currently, but yet want to kind of expand their role or become even more highly skilled. And so under the new legislation that Governor Evers signed just a few weeks ago, now there's that opportunity for them to do that. So once we have some accredited training programs in Wisconsin, a dental assistant can be trained in an additional scope of procedures that can kind of extend the dentist's hand, so to speak.
So what might those procedures be? Can you give us some for instances?
Yeah, the most profound, I think, thing that patients would most likely encounter is, so right now, if you have a cavity or have some tooth decay, and you go into the dentist essentially provides 100% of that service in all likelihood, or close to it. The dentist would maybe sit down and would get that tooth numb or give some local anesthetic. Then the dentist would prepare the tooth or remove the decay and get the tooth ready for a filling. And then the dentist would place, finish, and polish that filling. Under the EFDA, once we have those authorized fully in the state, then the dentist would still give the anesthetic. The dentist would or likely would be the one giving the anesthetic. There are some circumstances where the dental hygienist may give the anesthetic, but then the dentist would still remove the decay, prepare the tooth, and then they would bring in their EFDA to place the filling, finish and polish that filling, and then the dentist would come back in, have to check that filling, make sure that it's been done properly, and then the patient would be on their way. So this ultimately can allow the dentist to become more efficient, see more patients, especially in a public health environment where we already have some workforce shortages, and on the private practice side, to be more efficient.
Okay, so suss this out for us. What differentiates then the dental assistant from the dental auxiliary from dental hygienists?
Sure. So a dental hygienist is licensed. There's a different degree program. So in the majority of dental hygienists now graduate from a two-year associate degree program, especially through our technical college system. There are some four-year degree programs, but nonetheless, the hygienist is a licensed, much as the dentist is a licensed individual in Wisconsin. Dental assistants are not required to be licensed in the state of Wisconsin. The new EFDA, which as I described, will have an expanded scope from a dental assistant, but will get trained in a handful of procedures, and then they will be certified, not licensed.
Okay.
So a dental hygienist is generally not trained to do the majority of the procedures that the EFDA will be trained to do. There are a few exceptions to that.
So I looked up the wage data by state, and here in the Midwest, EFDAs, they earn about $40,000 a year, a little less than that. That works out to about $19 an hour. The federal wage estimates from 2021 show that dental hygienists make about double that income. So do you have salary concerns with EFDAs?
No, I don't. And I have to admit, I think those estimates, I think in Wisconsin, because of our workforce shortages, the wages will be more even enhanced for EFDAs, especially by the time we get them going in Wisconsin. But I don't, because what it allows the dentist to do is to be seeing more patients and to be more productive. And in many ways, I think we probably could make an argument that can deliver that same care where the dentist had to provide 100% of that procedure in the past, now the EFTA can. So it can lower the cost of delivering that care, not necessarily the lower end cost, but the lower cost of delivering that. So I don't know that that worries me. We do have a great workforce shortage in Wisconsin, both for dental hygienists and dental assistants. So I have a little worry that if we don't train more dental assistants, we're going to be losing some of the best assistants or most skilled ones to becoming EFTAs. So we do have potential for a greater workforce issue, but I have got great confidence that our Wisconsin Technical College system is going to train more assistants and more EFTAs.
We have dentist Patrick Teep with us on the expanded role of dental assistants on the oral healthcare team. Join in on what you think about auxiliary dental assistants and the dental clinic, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Dr. Teep here on the Ideas Network. Now to the dental profession and a new state law clearing the way for expanded function dental auxiliaries, or EFTAs, who are to be certified by our state's dentistry examining board, helping dentists on more procedures like perhaps taking impressions or applying sealants. Your thoughts on this development in our state's oral health profession, 800-642-1234. Dentist Patrick Teep with the Wisconsin Dental Association stays with us. Let's bring on a caller now. Sean is joining us from Black River Falls. Sean, hi, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hi. Regarding the EFTAs, as they're called, I guess my primary concern is, and having gone to many dentists over the years, both some better and some less, my concern would be having the EFTAs doing the meat of the work, like filling a cavity and then having the dentist come in to inspect it when it's completed. Well, not seeing what's done, having a certified person doing that majority of that work at a sub $20 rate sounds like it benefits the dentist possibly or that industry more than the consumer. So that would be my concern, that the patient is actually getting all of what they're paying for, or if maybe the patients would be seeing a reduced cost in dental procedures, but that's not what it sounded like from the previous comments.
Sean, thank you. Dr. Teep, what is your response there on the economics of this?
Yeah, Sean, I think that's an insightful way to looking at things. And I would look upon it this way. I think where you're touching on is, you know, and I think I commented about this before, is in theory, the cost to deliver that care, you know, should be less over time. I think the one thing that we look upon it isn't looking at, you know, from a revenue perspective, it's looking at providing an opportunity for more patients to get in. Where we anticipate one of the great values of an EFTA down the road. And keep in mind that this is going to be a very slow process. Many dentists will never utilize an EFTA. You know, right now we have zero of these in the state of Wisconsin. And even once we have training programs, we'll be adding just handfuls of these folks into the profession over time. But that said, there are parts of the state where people travel a great distance either to get to dentists or to get to public health facilities. And we have some workforce shortages in those areas. And so there are long wait times. If a dentist is allowed to see more patients, and that's one of the hopes with an EFTA, is that the dentist is spending less time on certain procedures because the EFTA can come in and complete it. And keep in mind, the key here is that the EFTAs have to be well-trained. And this is where the Wisconsin Dental Association has placed great confidence in our technical college programs to do that. And then the dentist is 100% responsible for that procedure and directly supervises. You know, this responsibility falls on the dentist. So they're not going to select someone that they don't have confidence in to place that or to finish that procedure. So we hope, though, that in parts of the state, we can reduce wait times that people have now. And folks that have to wait extended periods and maybe a small cavity that can be taken care of much sooner when it's simpler and cheaper doesn't have to wait longer when it turns out to be a bigger problem and becomes more expensive. So
Dr.
in theory,
I just want to jump in here. Who would pay for the training of the enhanced function dental auxiliaries? Who would be paying to get that certification?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so, you know, right now, we're much like a dental assistant program is, and much like any other student, is they're paying for that. You know, a dental assistant right now that goes, for example, to Madison College in my area, you know, there's a tuition for that. And there eventually will be a tuition for the EFTA programs as well. And so the hope in our conversation with the technical college system now as they're developing a curriculum is that they want to be able to recognize, we want to be able to keep the current dental assistant in their regular job. And so their challenge is identifying a training program where they can work their quote unquote day job and still train, whether that be a combination of online training for maybe the didactic, the bookwork, a combination of in-clinic hands-on training, and possibly even some on-the-job type training, or at least in clinics at those technical colleges that have that ability. So, but there are states that actually have a system where their employer sponsors a particular candidate and can offer, you know, paying their tuition, kind of like a, you know, many companies that have a tuition reimbursement system. I could see something like that happening in Wisconsin. We would have to identify the logistics.
Dr. Teep, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Dr. Patrick Teep is a general dentist in Verona, former president of the Wisconsin Dental Association. Ahead this hour, the closing of Lincoln Hills and what youth justice advocates are saying as a state eyes a Milwaukee location for the next correctional facility. News update is next on the Ideas Network.